In the summer of 2022, historic flooding in eastern Kentucky washed away homes and entire communities, claiming more than 40 lives. It also devastated an important cultural hub for the larger region, Apple Shop, home to a large archive of Appalachian history and culture. Jeffrey Brown first brought us Apple Shop's story back in 2018. He recently returned for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Oh boy. Not like what I remember.
A lot different.
It's a center for cultural preservation now struggling to preserve itself, Apple Shop in Whitesburg, Kentucky. Operations Director Roger May recalls the mess of water and mud he found when he first entered after the floods.
It was hard to reconcile what I was seeing with what I was supposed to be seeing.
For most of Apple Shop's 55-year history, this building teemed with the vibrant sights, sounds, and stories of Appalachia. First through filmmaking, expanding to the renowned roadside theater, a radio station, and music classes, all while building an ever-growing, one-of-a-kind archive that documented everything from music to mining. The central idea, to allow the people of this region to tell their own stories, the good as well as the hardships.
I didn't know that you could do journalism in your own community. I didn't know you could tell a story in your small town.
Willa Johnson runs the youth media program at Apple Shop, the same program that first brought her in the door as a 21-year-old aspiring filmmaker.
It was a life-changing moment for me.
Like everyone here, she says she'd experienced flooding, but nothing like what happened in July of 2022.
When we were flooded, it took out the bridge to our community. And so we didn't have cell phone, we didn't have internet, we didn't have water, we didn't have a way out. I just kept thinking, man, I hope they realize why I'm not at work. I didn't even know Apple Shop was underwater. Seeing it underwater was like seeing such a pivotal place, like a home place, being lost.
One response, do what they've always done, filmmaker Oakley Fugit. After this happened, your instinct as a filmmaker was, we have to document this?
There was a period we had to make sure, you know, everyone was okay. But when we all got together, we were like, we need to tell this story. This is our community. Apple Shop has been documenting it for years.
Fugit was part of a team that produced All Is Not Lost, documenting the toll the flood took on their community.
You could see the water, I mean, had washed houses away.
So why'd you call it All Is Not Lost? Because a lot was lost.
Yeah, but from that came like the community itself reaching out, like strangers just checking in. We have our community and we can build back.
But building back hasn't been easy. Apple Shop, which always relied on a mix of funding sources like grants and private donors, has been forced to ramp up its fundraising efforts since the flood.
The high water mark in here was almost up to my shoulder. So everything in here into our theater, our radio broadcast booth, everything was underwater.
The building is now quite literally a shell of its former self. Its location in the floodplain means Apple Shop will need to find a new home.
WNT, yeah, that's right. The old-time giant in the mountains.
The radio station operates out of an RV parked outside. Theater productions are on pause, and the staff relocated to a temporary office 14 miles away.
This is the archive, so this is the door to the archive back there now.
Most concerning, even irreplaceable, is the film, video, and audio archive.
We consider it all valuable.
On our last visit, we'd seen shelves filled to the ceiling. Now a dark, mostly empty vault.
What was damaged?
Well, everything, reel-to-reel films, audio, photo negatives, everyone's a story. Everyone meant enough to someone at the time to say, hey, I need to record this moment. Well, this is some type of Apple Shop event, concert, looks like. The flood left its own filter. It's just a whole treasure trove of Appalachian culture that was knocked around and inundated with flood water and mud. Some of these film canisters were found miles downstream.
We spend a lot of time talking about how climate change could impact our future.
We spend less time hearing about or thinking about how climate change is impacting our past.
For Jennifer Gramado of data management company Iron Mountain, what happened at Apple Shop is part of a much larger problem. Extreme weather events like the so-called thousand-year flood that hit Kentucky are becoming more frequent, threatening numerous heritage sites all over the world.
All of those things aren't just impacting our land and our ability to thrive tomorrow. They're impacting our memories. They're impacting these really important sites that help us connect with prior generations.
A165.
And if we didn't step in to help Apple Shop, there was a real risk that that would be lost forever.
Since last spring, Iron Mountain has housed more than 9,000 recordings from Apple Shop's collection in its cold storage facility free of charge to prevent further degradation. They also developed a cleaning process so far tested on a handful of videotapes. Including this unedited interview from the famed documentary Stranger with a Camera, about a Canadian filmmaker killed by a property owner while filming in Kentucky in 1967.
He turned and said, "What are you doing?" And I looked at him and I saw blood spurting out of his side of the chest.
What do you think when you see this, when this came back from Iron Mountain?
Was just emotionally overwhelmed. It brought tears to my eyes, you know, to see this preserved and kept. It's such important work.
In fact, says May, there is a potential silver lining if more of this material can be preserved and digitized for the first time.
We had a vault in this archive full of material, but we didn't know what was on those reels or on those negatives, you know, and now as we begin to get those digitized and they're coming back to us, some of this material we're seeing for the very first time.
The effort to save the archive revived not only important cultural gems, but also significant personal histories.
Our notebooks.
A friend came upon a box containing Willa Johnson's notes and material from her very first student film.
I said, "How did that survive?" And he said, "It was on a higher shelf." And then I cried because I was like, much more important things should have been on that higher shelf.
A to-do list.
Mm-hmm. Including Owen Finish.
Finish, yeah. That's pretty important.
It was just amazing to see and felt so good to see that survive everything.
What else will survive? And what of the organization itself? Roger May looks to the long history of this region.
I'm confident that we'll figure out how to adapt, just like folks in communities like this have for generations, you know, through natural disasters, through the boom and bust of the coal industry. We've figured out ways to stay and to adapt.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at Apple Shop in Whitesburg, Kentucky.